listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick.
It is a domestic scene. Martha is preparing food. Jesus is waiting. He's speaking. Mary is at his feet. It says, hearing Jesus' word. What does that mean? And then when Martha complains about the lack of help she's getting from Mary, Jesus responds in a very peculiar way. She's chosen the better part. It will not be taken away from her. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10. Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel will be our guest. We'll spend some time with Elaine Donnelly, founder and president of the Center for Military Readiness. We're going to talk about women in the military and the National Defense Authorization Act. There's some good news there. The news had looked very bad before. We'll go through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. And then we're going to spend time with Dr. Adam Francisco of Concordia University, Chicago, in part three of our series, Answering Arguments Against Christianity. Today, the story of Jesus is stolen from older mystery religions. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10, Pastor Tom Baker, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
What was the relationship of Jesus to Mary and Martha?
At Jesus' crucifixion, you may recall, there were a number of women who were wailing over what had happened to him. And these women were individuals who had been taking care of Jesus occasionally at their homes, preparing him meals, maybe he would stay overnight. Well, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, two sisters and a brother, they lived in Bethany, which was not far from Jerusalem. And one could consider that their home was Jesus' home away from home. He had a very close relationship with them. In fact, we have this situation with Mary and Martha, and then there's another situation later on with the raising of Lazarus from the dead, when he hears that Lazarus is not feeling well and he waits until he dies. And so they're very important in the life of Jesus. They're very good people supporting him. Both Mary and Martha believed in Jesus as somebody who is really important. But this story indicates really what happened when Jesus had visited the home of Mary and Martha.
What does it mean that Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet hearing his word?
Yeah, that's a very important element, because this was the customary position for students learning from a rabbi, that is, from a teacher. They would sit at his feet and listen. And this was, of course, in stark contrast to Martha, who was cooking. And why was she busy cooking? Because, as we remember from other incidents of Jesus healing people, the house would soon become full of individuals wanting to meet Jesus. And so she was probably cooking for a crowd of people. And therefore, she was cooking, Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet.
What is Martha's complaint to Jesus?
I think this is the main point of this incident, because so often people are told that when you do not do the will of God, that is disobedience. But it is impossible to sin without doing unbelief. So, for example, if a husband cheats on his wife, that means he no longer believes the promises connected to that commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And he doesn't believe the promises about the two of them in marriage, etc. And that's same with stealing. Every one of the commandments, when we disobey them, it is a sign of unbelief. And we need to be very careful here that we understand what is happening here with Martha. She just isn't distracted with much serving. She actually goes to Jesus. Now remember, Jesus is God. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's omniscient. And she asks him, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. Not only does Martha criticize Jesus, but she orders him to do something that she wants because she's concerned about, well, people are coming to eat, and here's Mary just listening to Jesus. And so this is an important point to get across to the Sunday school children, that the reason sin is so bad is that it not only is an act of disobedience, but it's also an act of unbelief. There is not faith there. Now, we see the very opposite in Martha when Jesus arrives to bring Lazarus back from the dead. She meets Jesus and she says, Lord, if you had been here, then my brother would not have died. And he says, well, he will rise. And she says, yes, I know on the last day he will rise. So see, she had faith that there will be a resurrection of the dead. But Jesus was talking about the resurrection of Lazarus in this time here on earth. And she had that yet to learn. But she had come miles from before where she wasn't even listening to Jesus to where she believed in a resurrection of the dead and knew that if Jesus had been there, Lazarus would not have died. In fact, Jesus had told the disciples he's asleep. And they said, well, why are we going to wake him up? You're going to be in trouble with some of those people who hate you. And then Jesus said plainly, he has died. The fact of the matter is here is this is a very important episode to help us to understand the law and gospel of Scripture. The law accuses us of sin, not just because we're being disobedient, like not recognizing Jesus as to who he really was, but it is a sign of unbelief. And so we need to be a little careful here as to how we're going to use this lesson. There are some individuals who have the idea that serving is good, but we shouldn't let it take precedence over hearing God's word. And I have a problem with that because we have women in congregations, they have one service, but they have little ones in a nursery. Now, who's watching them? Well, it could be women. We always used to have at least two of them in the nursery, and they weren't able to concentrate on the worship service. I wouldn't want to use the Mary and Martha thing to say to them, no, no, that's wrong to watch over these children. No, it wasn't. That was a priority that church had at that time. And so a lot of times we wouldn't use the same women every Sunday because then they wouldn't ever attend church, but we would use different women, different situations. So at times we need to decide, what is the priority that God would want me to have? Does he want me to stay home on a Sunday morning and watch a movie? Or does he want me to be a church? Now, in this day and age, with the virus, there are people who are coughing and they have parts of the virus. They're not sure, and it would be actually wrong for them to go to church. Of the four churches I'm at, two of them, you must wear a mask when you are in church, even during the singing. So I wouldn't want somebody who's unable to attend. There's an individual who's not feeling well, and he doesn't want to come near the church lest he has the virus and give it to others. So it's important here to understand the point. And the point is Martha is the one sinning because she is not only recognizing that Jesus is not her Savior, her God, King of Kings, but also she's complaining to him that he should be telling Martha to help her. And so Jesus says to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Now, during this Thanksgiving, for example, every congregation had a Thanksgiving worship service, but not on Thanksgiving Day. They had it the night before. And that also occurs on Christmas. Not every congregation has Christmas Day, but they have Christmas Eve. I'm not going to say that those women who are not attending on Christmas Day are sinning because they haven't chosen the right part. They could have relatives coming to town, etc., and therefore they need to have the meals prepared, etc. And if they choose the priority of going to worship, say, on the night before Thanksgiving or the night before Christmas Eve, I don't have a real problem with that. But if they're doing it because they're worried and troubled about many things, and therefore they're not even going to church on Wednesday night, then that would be a problem that Martha also was having, according to Jesus.
What does that mean, Mary has chosen the better part that will not be taken away?
What Mary has chosen is she might also have realized there are people going to be coming to meet with Jesus. She could have thought in her mind, well, when they come, then I'll help prepare something to eat or to drink with them. We've done that at a number of Bible studies at a home where the people prepare for that. But she chose at that part that Jesus was willing to speak to her. We need to be really careful not to say that when we have a choice between hearing Jesus speak and serving others, that we should always choose Jesus speaking. I know Issues, etc., and KFUO, they're on the air 24 hours a day. There isn't a time when you could not be listening to Jesus. Well, people can't do that. They want to get anything done at home. So there are occasions we may have favorite programs like Issues, etc., to listen to, but we don't expect somebody to have their radio on 24 hours a day and not even sleep or make food or this sort of thing. So in this situation, Jesus wasn't visiting their home every day. Here was an opportunity where he was teaching them, and there's no doubt he was teaching them about the resurrection from the dead, because Martha even soon came to know about that. So Mary had chosen the better part, which would not be taken away from her. Taken away means that she would not be ignorant of it, that she would not forget it. Every Sunday in a worship service, we need to talk about the gift that God has given us, the forgiveness of sins, and apply it to the specific passage that are the readings for that day. Because the forgiveness of sins can be helpful in many, many situations. But nobody expects that when you leave church and you have your family with you, that you keep the radio on at the restaurant, etc., to continue to hear Jesus speaking. But where he is specifically speaking, unless you have to serve in a nursery or something, then it's important that you hear his word, because we're going to be singing a hymn about Jesus being God within us, God Emmanuel, God here. And when he is here, then it's important to hear his word. And that word will not be taken away from us, because Satan will not be able to say things to us when we hear the word of God. We will see how ridiculous it sounds. That's where Adam and Eve failed. They refused to listen to God about not eating the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. They listened instead to Satan. And that's because they were therefore sinning by not having faith in the words of God, which is the real problem that Martha had in this situation.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10. What is Jesus telling us then about worry and anxiety? We'll answer that question next. Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated independently and in the black for 13 consecutive years. With 3 weeks left in 2021, we're $128,000 short of expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
The Magnificat, the Benedictus, the Nunc Dimittis, the Gloria in Excelsis. You know all of these. They are the Christmas canticles, all sung during or near the incarnation and birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. They all come from the first two chapters of Luke. Well, if you want to learn more, now's your chance. Pick up your copy of the December issue of the Lutheran Witness, where you'll learn all about these canticles and how they proclaim Christ and him crucified. To learn more, visit cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Relevant worship isn't about trying to look and act like the rest of the world to appeal to the culture around us. But relevant worship is about Christ. Hope Lutheran Church of Birmingham brings you truly relevant worship, where sinners gather to hear God's word and receive his gifts of forgiveness and peace. Visit us online at hopebham.org. That's hopebham.org. Or give us a call at 205-956-1930. We'll see you Sunday.
The pursuit of truth is the best way to prepare students for lives of responsible freedom and vocational service in family, church, and career. At Concordia University Chicago, truth is one of the pillars of our education, and that makes all the difference for our students. I'm Dr. Eli Hesterman, Dean of the College of Health, Science, and Technology at Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for truth to become a pillar of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to, you know, help them to get a sense of A, you know, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December is a children's Christmas book called Symbols of Salvation, the Story of Jesus' Birth. You will find it right there at our website on every page, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Symbols of Salvation. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10 with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. So in this incident, what is Jesus teaching us about worry and anxiety, Tom?
That everybody has something that we're concerned about. You may be wanting to buy a new car. Are you going to have sufficient funds to pay for it? And I get Consumer Reports, and they have an article in there about when you're getting a loan for the car, they have 8 things to watch out for. And the number one thing is that you would have sufficient funds to pay for a new car. And there are ways around getting sufficient funds, namely, not by getting the most expensive car, but getting a car that will fit your needs, less expensive, maybe even a used car that has less mileage on it. And they had a number of examples how to keep the interest rate down very low. That takes away a worry and a concern. But the real worry and concern that is taken away occurs when we hear Jesus' promises to us. Romans 8:28, we've said 100 times that all things will work together for our good. That's something that we don't see a lot of times. We get worried about it. Or we'll have a loved one in a car accident. We're worried and anxious. Are they going to get through it? Are they going to get healthy again? Or are they going to die? For the Christian who has a Christian believer, we need not be anxious and worried to the point where we sin against God and say, God, why did you allow this to happen? You really don't love me like I thought you did. That book I was talking about a week ago on Law and Gospel, The Shack, about a man whose daughter was kidnapped and killed by another individual. He was really, really angry with God until throughout the book and the movie, he came to understand God's ways of not making him anxious and troubled. And he was able to have a different perspective, knowing he was going to see his daughter again in heaven. He would be in heaven with her. And that is the comfort we get from Jesus that is found in his promises. But if you don't listen to Jesus, if you stop going to church, if you don't read your Bible, if you don't listen to Bible studies, then it can be taken away from you, that comfort, because you don't have it initially. What a comfort Martha had in knowing that Lazarus would rise again from the dead. And what a great surprise she found that it was going to happen on that day, when Jesus went to the grave and says, Lazarus, arise. And so we get the Sunday school children to listen to Jesus, because it's just not the listening that is so important here, but Mary was also believing what Jesus said through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's how the Spirit comforts us in our anxieties and troubles. It doesn't say we're not going to have anxiety and troubles, but it says we'll never have them alone. We'll always have them with Jesus at our side, and therefore, he'll never give more temptation than we're able to endure and give no more of a trouble or distress that we will not be able to work out according to his plan.
How then can the Sunday school children follow Mary's example?
The Sunday school children, first of all, are in Sunday school. And hopefully the teacher is not just sharing the story. Sharing the story is one thing, and you can become very knowledgeable. My parents would often read a Bible story after every nighttime meal. So when I went to Sunday school, I knew the Bible better than some of my Sunday school teachers, the facts of the Bible, but I didn't know the insights of the Bible as well. And an insight is the purpose why Jesus put such a story in his Bible. And it's to help us to see that when we have distress and worry that causes us unbelief, that's the real cause of our sin, not just our disobedience. But when we hear the promises of Jesus, which Sunday school teachers need to share with the children with every Sunday school lesson, take the lesson and show how from the lesson, the forgiveness of sins can make a difference in their life in taking care of their anxieties and problems, with the promise that Jesus will never forsake them. He will always be with them, and therefore they can be comforted by knowing that promise.
How does this encounter with Jesus prepare Mary and Martha for the one you've mentioned several times before, that next encounter with Jesus where he raises Lazarus?
When he goes into raise Lazarus, people are laughing at him. Mary and Martha are not laughing because they have heard from Jesus things that are too amazing for them. And therefore, they're more prepared for Lazarus to be raised from the dead when it happens than are the other people. The other people are shocked. They wonder, who is this man? But Mary and Martha are learning who he is. They're at one time like the disciples who Jesus stills the storm, and they're trying to figure out, who is this man that even wind and wave obey him? Well, after the resurrection and his ascension into heaven and Pentecost, they weren't asking that question anymore. They knew, as Thomas said, my Lord and my God. First disciple to refer to him as God. And so the verse that the Concordia Publishing House material has is very important. John 6, verse 68. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And the lesson makes very clear that eternal life begins when you are converted, not when you die, but at your baptism also. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the assurance of the forgiveness of sins, and you now have the Holy Spirit within you, so that you are knowing when you sin, repent of that sin, and turn to Jesus as your friend and Savior.
Finally, what's the law and gospel of this lesson?
The law is that we often get distracted from God by focusing instead on our problems. And we just wonder, who's going to take care of our problems? I remember when we first got married, and Louise would have a little accident, and I would, oh my, how did that happen? and we would try and see if we could pay for it rather than the insurance. And I was all concerned because the car was scratched. Now, if she has an accident, it doesn't bother me. All I care about, were you hurt? And when she's not hurt, then I'm fine. It's a car. Who cares what happens to a car? We have insurance to pay for it, and I'm just not as disturbed as I used to be when I was really anxious about how my car looked and this sort of thing. Now, who took away that anxiousness? It was the promises of Jesus Christ to work in my life, to work all things to our good. I believe that. And so, though I may get anxious and troubled for a little bit, it soon goes away as I remember the promises of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who died so that I will never really die, and who lives so that I will live eternally.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel, and for almost 30 years he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. For more information on Law and Gospel, visit the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Tom, thanks.
Thank you so much.
We'll discuss women in the military and the new version of the National Defense Authorization Act with Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness next. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. consistently ranks among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Do you know a child with autism, dyslexia, ADHD, or Down syndrome? Do you have a student who needs an effective yet more gently paced education? We invite you to visit simplyclassical.com for a complete academic curriculum rooted in the truth of God's Word, the mercy of forgiveness, and the peace of Christ. From Memoria Press, simplyclassical.com, promo code LPR22.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities. OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming 3-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.